Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
My head hurts like right here, right now.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
He should be on a chain gang, serving time for all his crimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up today, I bring you a world champion. That's right, at 126 pounds, at 130 pounds, at 135 pounds. Nobody would fight him at 140, so he went to 147. I'm talking about the ghost. That's right, a ghost sighting in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network studios. I'm talking about Robert, the Ghost Guerrero, in the house, folks, in just a few minutes right here. So if you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And don't forget, you can always catch us on Twitter, twitter.com, at or using the hash mark ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K. So we'll talk with Robert, obviously, about the upcoming fight with Andre Berto. Of course, Berto coming off a, a bad drug test where he tested positive for an old steroid they used to use in animals about 20 years ago. I don't know how he got a hold of that. They said it was some trace elements were caught in some vitamins he was taking or something like that. Then Larry Merchant says that his father runs an MMA studio, quote, and you know MMA guys are supposed to know a little bit about steroids, end of quote. Larry Merchant, the godfather himself. So anyway, we'll talk with Robert tonight about Robert Guerrero, his life, of course, his lovely wife, Casey, being cancer-free now for a couple of years. I think it's about 2.5 years now. And the bottom line is she's rocking and rolling. The family's rocking and rolling. And Robert's ready for Andre Berto. Of course, defending his WBC welterweight. There's a 147-pound championship on HBO Championship Boxing. Figures to be a fantastic event. Robert the Ghost Guerrero coming up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the Cable Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV. Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
This Veterans Day at Lowe's, get the Maytag Centennial Washer and Dryer for $798, a savings of $430. And get a Bosch 18-volt half-inch cordless lithium-ion compact drill driver set for $99, a savings of $70. Also, choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $599 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 11-7 through 11-12. While supplies last, credit offer valid 11-8 through 11-12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details, including Maytag offer.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, 28-plus years now, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and again on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's right, two shows, 2 days, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. Now, we're talking about the best fighters pound for pound, and I was getting into discussion on that, and people said to me, you know, Pedro, you've been lagging on the website lately. What's going on with the website? I mean, you haven't been writing a lot of articles. Well, I tell you what, ever since Emmanuel Stewart's death, I'm talking about the Kronk Jim Goldfather of Detroit, Michigan, ever since he died a fortnight ago, I've been in a bit of a bummer. My uncle had died just 3 weeks before that. My good friend and sponsor of this show, Isaac Mejias, he died September 8th. So, I mean, I've been just surrounded by death, okay? And it's not over as I've got a couple of sick relatives. So this has not been an easy time, per se, okay? But the Emmanuel Stewart thing has just, it's like a coat I can't take off. I really can't. I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about Emmanuel. I go to sleep at night when the last things I think about is Emmanuel. And somebody said to me, what are you, in search of some type of father figure or something like that? You know, you've got these legendary godfathers like Emmanuel Stewart and Larry Merchant and formerly Jack Fisk before he passed on and this and that. And I said, no. I said, you know, Emmanuel and I, we came from the same cloth, sort of, okay? We just did. We got along well. We went out together in public on a number of occasions and partied it up and had a great time doing so. And, you know, those are some of the good times I remember. I mean, staying at his house in Detroit, Michigan, you know, on that street, which I'm not going to mention because I don't want my listeners going by there and taking pictures of the house or anything like that. But the bottom line is, in the Supremes used to live across the street. All three Supremes lived across the streets on the same street, just across it. And then, of course, across the street directly from him was Diana Ross, the lead singer of the Supremes. And that's where Leon Spinks lived. And I told you about how Leon was getting whooped up by his wife and a girlfriend. And Emmanuel heard all this noise, and he ran across the street. First, he was going to bring a gun. His wife said, you're not bringing no gun. So he ran across the street anyway, and he went in the back door, snuck in the back door, and there's Leon prone on the floor, face up, with his wife sitting on his chest. His wife was a little heavy set, and as was her girlfriend, and were both pounding on him with frying pans. And she said, blop, you want some? And Emmanuel said, no. He just turned around and went back home, and he explained it to his wife. She laughed. She's still laughing. Anyway, when he told me that story standing in front of his house, you know, as we were waiting for a car to pick us up to take us downtown to the Joe Louis Arena, I was captivated. And he was a captivating person to be around. I mean, you know, a lot of people will say, yeah, Emmanuel this, Emmanuel that. Emmanuel was good to a lot of people. Not too many people you're going to find that has too many bad things to say about Emmanuel Stewart. Now, Emmanuel Stewart, on the other hand, he wouldn't hesitate in private to tell it like it is. I mean, on TV, on HBO, of course, he's got, you know, mind his P's and Q's. But when Emmanuel and I were together, Emmanuel would, I mean, he'd lay out a fighter from his personal life to his professional life to his weaknesses to his strengths. I mean, he laid it all out there. His faults, his demons. I mean, Emmanuel was just that way. And Emmanuel wasn't a man without demons himself. We all have demons of some sort. Okay? And Emmanuel was no no angel, no saint, but he was a Crom Jim Goldfather, and his death has bothered me more than any other death in boxing in a long time. And people say to me, yeah, well, you know, Jack Fisk. I said, yeah, but Jack was like almost 90 years old, and and Angelo Dundee was 90, and Angelo and I hadn't been talking too much for the past couple of years. And then Carmen Basilio, he's another fighter that I had a good relationship with, sung him happy birthday on the radio one night, and he accused me of stealing money from my mother. And I said, what money are you talking about? He goes, the money she gave you for singing lessons. Anyway, he passed away real recently. The bottom line is a lot of these guys are just, it's just their time. But Emmanuel's only 68, okay? But Stuart knew that something was wrong. In his last appearance on the show, June 30th, I believe, 2012, he talked about traveling from, get this, Detroit to Las Vegas, to London, to Austria, back to London, back to New York, to Las Vegas, Indio, California, and then back to Las Vegas. And he did this all within a week. And he worked, he set up training camp for one of the Klitschko's in Austria. Okay, he came back and worked the Cornelius Bundridge corner against Corey Spinks. That was a rematch of Bundridge 1. Of course, you know, and I asked him, I said, man, why are you pushing yourself so hard? You know, he was with Pedro, you know, blank's got to get done. Who else is going to do it? Okay, but don't you understand? He was going out. He knew his end was coming. I mean, if he and I talked in July, and I think he was in Austria then, and he was okay, you just didn't get cold. You just don't get, you know, you just don't get advanced cancer in a week and die. Okay? I think he knew what was going on, and I think he was pushing the envelope as far as he could, and talking about his own personal envelope as far as he could, as much as he could, before he couldn't anymore. Of course, passing away the 25th of October in Chicago, Illinois, in a hospital. Of course, he was born in Virginia, I believe. And then, of course, he came to Detroit at the age of 12 with his mother. Unlike most guys in Detroit who go to work for the automakers, he instead went and became an electrician. And he was, you know, an electrician. That's how he made money. That was his trade. All right? And then he started the Crom Gym in 71. Of course, that was before, that was not, before that was winning the 1963 National AAU Bantamweight Championships, 118 pounds. That's the entire country. It's a week-long tournament. Take that back. It was a two-week-long tournament back then. I think they held it in Chicago, and he ended up being the best bantamweight in the entire country. So Emmanuel has got it all. I mean, he had it. He could fight. He could talk the talk. He could walk the walk. He was one of the best trainers in the world. And, you know, and a lot of trainers, like the aforementioned Angelo Dundee, I mean, they've had, you know, God's gift handed to them. I mean, how much do you have to work on Ray Leonard with his natural ability? Not a whole lot. I mean, Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, how much did you have to teach him? I mean, a lot of those guys, it's all about natural ability. Ray Leonard, Sugar Ray Leonard, Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay. Unlike Emmanuel Stewart, who took a non-puncher, a guy that couldn't punch a lick in the amateurs. I mean, he couldn't. I'm talking about Tommy the Hitman Hearns, one of those greatest punchers in the history of boxing. Okay, boom, the Hitman, they called him, from Detroit. Knocked out Pepino Cuevas for the title, I believe, in August of 1980. Of course, like him, boom, I mean, the lights out, second round, knocked him down in the first round. Cuevas said he had never seen anybody as big in his life as Tommy Hearns. But he created these fighters. He created Milton McCrory. He developed Jimmy Paul. He created and developed all these fighters, Dwayne Thomas. I can go on and on. He worked with Mike McCallum for a good period of time. But, see, unlike these other guys who get, you know, pre-made products, okay, Emmanuel had to take it from, you know, from the crib. And he brought these guys through the amateurs. And he brought them up. Hurley Sneed, guys like that. Okay? I mean, Milton McCrory, there was his brother. His brother was an Olympic. Steve McCrory was an Olympic gold medalist before passing away of AIDS. So Emmanuel's trained a lot of guys, but he's built these guys from the crib up. In other words, he showed them how to tie your gloves on. He showed them how to tie their shoes. He showed them all the basic concepts of boxing. He taught them how to fight. And for some unbelievable reason, these skinny guys from Detroit, Michigan, could punch. Tommy couldn't punch as an amateur. I just told you that. But as a pro, he was knocking people dead. I mean, the knockout blow he landed on Roberto Duran in June of 1984, still one of the best punches I've ever seen thrown in my life, if not the greatest punch I've ever seen thrown and land. It was incredible. Duran, groaning, trying to get up off that Caesars Palace outdoor arena canvas. Couldn't do it. You can hear him groaning. He was trying so hard to get up, just couldn't do it. Okay? But that's what I'm trying to say, is that Emmanuel built these guys, from a seedling to a pup, to a grandmaster, to a champion. Okay? The great gold father, Emmanuel Stewart, passed away at the age of 68. You know what's unfortunate when you go to these funerals? Is that you see people that you don't want to see, and you see a lot of people that you do want to see. It's sort of like a mixed emotions type of event. I mean, because you're sad, then you see that guy, oh, I dislike that guy immensely. And you see this guy I haven't seen in a long time. Hey, man, how are you? So it's sort of, it cuts both ways. And, of course, dealing with the passing of the Gold Father, I don't know if I think I'll ever get over the fact that I can't call him in the Ukraine anymore. And I can't call him in Austria anymore. And I can't call him in Switzerland. And I can't call him in London. Because that's what I did. I picked up the phone and called his cell phone. And his cell phone would forward the call to anywhere he was in the world. You hear this ringing, like, that was a ringing. And you knew you were ringing internationally, the international ring, okay? And he'd pick up the phone. The last time we talked, in July, I think I woke him up in Austria, like 3 or 4 in the morning. And he asked me how my daughter was, and seeing I woke him up at 3:30 or 4, quarter to 4 in the morning, I thought he would have been abrupt. Man, go, father, I'll let you go back. I said, no, son. What's up? And I said, nothing. How's your daughter? So she's fine. How's the family? I said, everybody's fine. Anyway, Emmanuel knew that his time was limited. God bless the Gold Father. Gone from us October 25th, 2012, at the age of 68 years old. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, the Ghost, Robert the Ghost Guerrero on Ring Talk Live Worldwide via the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Right from the start, she was the one who could calm my heart. I know someday that we could happen in a special way. I wish I may.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Guess who's on the line from the garlic capital of the world? I'm talking about the world 147-pound WBC champion, the Ghost. There's a ghost sighting on the radio. I'm talking about Robert, the Ghost Guerrero. What's up, big time, Robert?
Not much. How's it going, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. You feeling for you got a big fight coming up on my birthday.
Yeah, I'm excited. Got a big one coming up. We just can't wait to get out there and do it.
Well, I'm excited. I think I'm going to come down and watch this one in Ontario, California. This is important. And, of course, Andre Berto is nutted.
We'll give him a birthday beating for you.
A birthday beating. 30-1 is the Ghost. 18 KOs, one draw. Of course, he's now your first world title was at 126, 130 pounds. Which one?
126.
All right, 126. Then you went to 130. Then you went to 135. You skipped 140. You went to 147. You had this fight in July with Selka Gaidin, who was a tough, tough, undefeated guy from the Soviet bloc. And he came to fight. They called him Little Tyson. You can see why. He was rough. He was rugged. He came to fight. How are you preparing for Andre Berto any differently than you would any other fight? I mean, is the pressure on now, the HBO date, all this stuff, or what?
Not so much the pressure. You know, just making the adjustments, knowing that Berto's a lot quicker and a lot more slicker than Aideen was. But Aideen was more rough and rugged and that type of guy that'll punch you wherever and back of the head, wherever he wants to hit you, he's going to hit you. So, you know, I think that was the perfect fight to break into 147 pounds, getting one of those tough, brutal guys out there. So, you know, now it's just it's making the adjustments with Berto on, you know, the timing and the speed and you know, what he likes to do. You know, he's more of a counterpuncher, and, you know, he got quick hands, and he got some pop in that right hand. So, you know, we have to put the game plan together now to, you know, to be ready for you know, his kind of style.
Robert Guerrero is our guest, folks. Of course, November 24th, a magical day in history. Why? Because he's going to beat Andre Berto, and that's my birthday as well. I won't tell you how old I am, but guess what? I'm no longer 29. Andre Berto, of course, 28-1, 22 KOs. Very fast, very fast hands. You mentioned his hand speed, but he's got decent foot speed as well.
Yeah, he does have decent foot speed. You know, he can get in, he can get out. But you know, I got great foot speed as well, and you know, I'm able to hit different angles and you know, change things up. So, you know, I'm very excited for this fight, and styles make fights, and I think I have the perfect style to give him a lot of trouble.
You are walking head on into a hornet's nest, though. I mean, granted, I'll give you what you've just said, but this is not an easy fight. You're not going into a fight with a guy that's a stone cold chump or anything like that. Andre Berto's the real deal. Why Berto?
Like I said, Pedro, you know me since I was a kid. You know, we'd like to fight the best.
I know.
You know, you got myself, you got Andre Ward. We're going to look for the best fighters out there. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is, you know, we take on the best fights that are out there possibly for us, and we don't get the credit we deserve. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this fight, going out and making a big splash, because Berto has a big name. You know, he's been on HBO, you know, the majority of his career. He's been a world champion, and you know, he can fight. He can go. So, you know, like I've been telling a lot of other writers and stuff, you know, when I beat Berto, you know, if you got anything to say about that, you know, negative, now you're just hating.
Hmm. The Ghost is on the line from Garlic, the garlic capital of the world. I'm talking about Gilroy, California. Of course, he is like
the number one citizen down there. I drove through Gilroy a couple of weeks ago.
You smelled through Gilroy?
Yeah, I drove through, but it's about the same thing. I mean, yeah, but people don't understand it when I tell them this. I said, you know, you drive down the highway and you can smell garlic on the highway, but if you drive into town, it just like hangs out in your car.
Exactly. You get that aroma stuck in your car and it's hard to get out.
Yeah, we're talking about the garlic capital of the world. Of course, my current guest, the world champion, WBC champion, 147 pounds, Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Now, when's the garlic festival usually?
The garlic festival is in it's in June. So
you already had it this year, huh?
Yeah, we already had it. Got to wait till next year.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, I know that's a big thing, and you've been the main guest there on a couple of occasions, and you know, I know that the city of Gilroy comes out and supports you. That was pretty evident at the HP Pavilion when Gilroy was in the house, no question about that, when you took on Iedene. Now, why did you trade with Iedene? Was that intentional? I mean, midway through the fight, it looked like you were willing to trade with them. Why?
You know, there's some guys that you got to stand your ground. You got to get that respect. You know, Iedene was on a mission to take me out. I mean, all he wanted to do was knock me out and break my jaw, like he said, and he was very determined in that fight. So, you know, I had to stand my ground a bit and exchange with him and show him that I do got the power to hurt him and slow him down where you know, it made him think twice a lot about coming in. I mean, as you heard after the fight, he said he was seeing double, you know, throughout the fight. So
it's because he was seeing a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I had to get in there and exchange with him and show him not just show him, but show the world that, you know, I could go at 147 pounds also.
Did you have to show yourself, too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's one thing with myself and my family is we're always pushing each other to the edge where you know, we're always testing each other. And that's how you stay on your toes is when you test yourself. And, you know, I had to go in at 147 and test myself with, you know, with a big puncher like Iedene and no, I can stand in there and exchange, you know, right there at 147 pounds with guys that can punch. So, you know, that's why I'm excited about this Berto fight because, you know, he's claiming I'm a little guy and that I don't carry power, this and that. Like I said, he's going to find out when he steps in the ring with me on fight night.
November 24th, of course, Ontario, California, folks, the Citizens Business Bank Arena. And that will be for the WBC welterweight title, Andre Berto, 28-1. Out of Jamaica, then Miami. Where's he living in L.A. now or what?
I think he's still in Miami.
Miami. Of course, he said that he couldn't fight, I think, Shane Mosley at one point in time because of the Jamaican earthquake, and he was stressed out about his homeland and things like that. And then I asked somebody that lives in Haiti, where the earthquake was. So I asked somebody that lives in Haiti, and they said to me he hasn't been there in a long time, so I don't know what he's doing, if he's getting out this false propaganda or what. We're talking about Andre Berto, folks, who goes to the post November 24th when he takes on my current guest. I'm talking about Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Of course, the Ghost, the champion, 126, 130, 135. Skipped 140, much like Roberto Manos de Pietra Duran, of course, skipping 140, going to 147, and capturing the same title that Duran captured June 20th, 1980. I'm talking about the WBC 147-pound championship. Of course, Duran beat Leonard in 15 rounds, June 20th, 1980. They called it the Brawl in Montreal. And, of course, then he said no mas 6 months later when they suckered Roberto into signing a contract for $8 million, knowing he was 45 pounds overweight and only had 6 weeks. He only has 6 pounds to lose. He has 6 weeks to lose 45 pounds.
Yeah, that was a smart move on Leonard's part.
Yeah, I mean, Leonard's guy, they go, look, you got $1 million for the first fight, right? He goes, yeah. He goes, you know, I'm going to want a little bit more this time. They said, we understand. We'll give you $8 million. Duran's eyes, he saw it like sugar plums. He couldn't believe it. $8 million. Oh, yeah, okay. Let's do this. So he said, well, we got to do it, you know, November 25th or something like that. And he went, no, I can't do it till December. They go, well, then we can't do the $8 million, and we'll have to do it sometime in 1981. Plus, I'm going to take on somebody else. I might fight Aaron Pryor in between. And Duran said, I'm not going to let that possible money get away. I'm not going to let it get away. So he signs the fight, Leonard, in the rematch, of course. And Duran says he ate a couple of steaks and got his stomach pains. and then said no mas and walked away. One of the biggest surprises. I was working at a bakery, Robert, you know, on the line, on the production line, getting loaves of bread and putting them in bags.
Uh-huh.
And when he said no mas, I was listening to this on the radio. When he said no mas, I let about 55 loaves of bread fall on the floor. Because I just couldn't believe it. I was telling the guys around me that were working. I had an earphone on. And I was telling the guys around me that were working with me. It was Parisian Bakery before they went out of bakery. They baked nothing but French bread here in San Francisco over on Evans Street. And they're going, hey, all this bread's on the floor. I go, Duran, just quit. He said, no, mas, you got to be kidding. Said, no. Yeah, he did. But,
to everybody, it was a jaw dropper. To you, it was a bread dropper, huh?
Oh, yeah, good point. Okay, Robert's doing stand-up comedy now on Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He is a ghost. Robert Guerrero, 30-1, of course, a one draw and 18 KOs there. 18 KOs now, of course, the champion in 1, 2, 3. Man, how many divisions can you go up in weight? Could you stretch it out another division if you had to?
Yeah, I think I can.
You think you can, huh?
I think I could go to 54. And if after Berto, if there's any fights here at 47, I'm going to 54. Like I said, I'm looking for the best fights out there, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
Is this based solely on wanting to make money and be great, or be great and make money? I mean, how do you break it down here? Is this just to feed the family, or what are you doing? What's your mission?
My mission is to feed my family and take care of them, set them up, and also to be one of the greatest fighters in the sport.
Okay. We've got one of the greatest. We do have one of the greatest fighters in the sport right now, folks. He is a champion, as I said, 1, 2, 3, 4 weight classes. And skip one.
And when I leave the sport, I want to know I fought the best, and I challenged the best, and I took on the best that I can possibly get in the ring. And, that's one of the things with me is like I said, Pedro, you know me since I was a kid, and it's always been about fighting the best and trying to be the best. So that's what I'm going to do. I want to go out there and give the fans the best fights they can possibly see, and also test myself to the limit and see how far I can go and see, you know, what I can accomplish in this sport, because, you know, this is the roughest sport in the world. And, you know, you want to set your legacy and ingrain your legacy like Duran. I mean, the stories you're just telling about Duran, that's what I want when I'm retired, is people telling stories like, wow, that Guerrero, he went out there and he fought the fight.
Okay, freeze that thought. Can you stick around with us for one more segment?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Ghost, Robert Guerrero, a headliner, of course, November 24th, HBO Championship Boxing, taking on Andre Berto, defending his WBC welterweight title. We'll spend some more time with the Ghost right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network right after this.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then we come back on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with two separate editions of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Now, you've been to some MMA events. You were down there when we saw that good-looking chick, Ronda Rousey. Did you see her last fight?
No, I didn't get to see her last fight. I was actually in Tahoe training with no TV, so I didn't get to see her. I didn't get to see her fight, but man, I know she can go.
Robert Guerrero's our guest, folks. He didn't get to see Ronda Rousey nearly. The girl came to fight Sarah Coffin, and she stopped the girl in like 54 seconds with this submission hold, and she can get to submission hold on you just about anywhere. That's why when I was standing with her in San Jose in the back, I said to myself, well, standing up, I think I'd do fine with her. But if she got me on the ground, I might be in some trouble.
Yeah, when you look at her, you could tell she's built well. She's built strong, and I mean, she can go.
And unlike Chris Cyborg Santos, who she's going to fight in 2013, and which will be the biggest fight in MMA history as far as the women are concerned, and if it gets on Fox TV, but it won't, they're going to put it on pay-per-view. If it were to get on Fox TV, would draw record numbers of women. But the bottom line is Cyborg Santos on a steroid suspension right now. Ronda said on the show, Robert, she said that Cyborg could shoot horse semen in both eyeballs. She don't care as long as she weighs 135 pounds. Yeah, you're laughing, but I was like a little stunned hearing the chick say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could tell she's a fighter.
Yeah, she is the. You know what? I was watching. We're talking about Ronda Rousey, folks. Of course, she's now on Sports Illustrated, on the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine. Everybody's making big deals about that. But Pedro told you about her a long time ago. I told you about 2 years ago that this chick had the ability. She could talk the talk. She could walk the walk. I said, we'll see what happens when she gets in the fight. So she started fighting decent girls, and she's improved. The longest anybody's lasted was Maisha Tate, and she lasted 4 minutes and change, and she was stopped in the first round with another submission move. Okay, off the subject of MMA, now back to boxing. When I look at Berto, I look at a guy that's going to try to throw punches in bunches. Is that the way you see it?
No. Watching film on Berto, he comes out throwing punches in bunches. And then, you know, he pulls back a lot, and he tries to resort to counterpunching. So, you know, he's more of a counterpuncher. He likes to catch you coming in. He likes to blast you with a shot. You know, so he's that type of fighter where, you know, he would try to bark a lot, you know, the first couple rounds. And then, you know, he really pulls back. And I think that has to do with, you know, is, you know, going into deep water. I think he starts thinking, man, okay, if I can't get this guy out the first couple rounds, I have to take him into deep water, so I better save all my energy for the later rounds. So, you know, I've been seeing that in every fight, you know, he's been in. And, you know, he's not that type of fighter that comes with those punches and bunches.
So you're trying to tell me he's a sprinter? He's an out front type of guy?
Yeah, he's a sprinter. And then, you know, he dies.
You know, I got to tell you this. I'm a little saddened by BoxRec.com. I mean, I give them all kinds of props because they give us pretty, you know, clear boxing records online. You give them to you for free. You don't have to join any memberships or anything like that. And they've got you rated number three. They've got guys like Chad Dawson, Juan Manuel Marquez, who wouldn't fight you. I mean, he just ran from you. I mean, he should have been ashamed for that. He should have been ashamed. I mean, he should have. I mean, he really did. How long did he duck you? For a year and a half?
He's ducked me all the way since featherweight. So pretty much, I think about 8-9 years.
Okay. All right. Now he's going to take on Manny Pacquiao. Speaking of Juan Manuel Marquez, for the fourth time. Is there any chance of him finally winning a fight here? He's going to fight him again in Vegas. I don't, you know, is there any chance of Marquez winning? I mean, I thought he won the last fight, and I probably thought he probably won the fight, the second fight as well. But, you know, he's probably not going to get the benefit of a doubt in Las Vegas. Ask Manny Pacquiao with Tim Bradley. But talk to me. Marquez and Pacquiao, how do you see that?
Marquez, he's always determined to win. And he's made it his goal, as you've seen, there's the fourth fight now. And he's made it his goal to pull off a win over Pacquiao. But I think he could do it. You know, seeing Pacquiao in his last fight, you know, his last couple of fights, he looks like he's fighting, but like he don't have that fire like he used to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he could pull the upset off. So see what happens.
31-1 is Robert Guerrero. Of course, he is the WBC 147 pound champion. 31-1, right? 18 KOs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Well, that's quite.
But I'm tired of that fight already, man. Doesn't everybody want to see somebody like Robert Guerrero fighting those guys?
Well, yeah, but you know, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I questioned the way you were promoting yourself the last year and a half. I mean, you were going out there basically, you know, riding up to guys' houses and spray painting, you know, I want to fight you on the front side of their house and things like that. I mean, you were really getting blunt, direct, going straight for it. I mean, you were telling these guys, you know, let's do it. Let's do this. And nobody's really stepped up. And Berto is coming back off the steroid accusation. So I guess he's sort of in a tough spot and has to take a tough fight here. What do you think of that steroid thing? How'd that go?
Well, we're doing the USADA drug testing right now.
The random drug testing?
Yeah. So, I just had a test on Monday. I think it's great. You know, cleans the sport up, keeps everything clean. And, you know, we really push for that. You know, especially he tested positive for that one time. And, you know, got to keep everybody in check and keep the playing field honest and everybody on an equal playing field. So I think it's good, and you know, I'm happy that you know, we pushed for that, and we got it all set and done, and you know, it's going to be clean. So I doubt he's going to test positive this time. I mean, I think if he tests positive this time, he just don't want to fight me.
Okay.
And he you know, it'll tarnish his career for good.
Robert Girls, I guess. Robert, I was at the WBO convention about 10 days ago in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Francisco Valcarcel Paco, the president of the WBO, I asked him about 15-round fights. He said he didn't think so. He said they were too brutal. And then I asked him about drug testing. He said the WBO is currently putting together some type of drug testing format to where they're gonna randomly test their contenders as well as their champions. How do you feel about the sanctioning body taking that initiative?
I think it's great. I think it's great. You know, because it makes everybody think twice if they're gonna do anything.
And you know what? Here's what's up, Robert. I remember one of my producers, my writers at ringtalk.com, Kevin Perry, the webmaster, he said that he didn't think steroids gave anybody any advantage, and then in track, because he used to run track. And then I brought up Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis in the 88 Olympics, where Johnson was taking steroids, admitted it later, years later. Okay, he had his gold medals taken away, things like that. But, you know, I mean, steroids, it helps you train harder, helps you recover harder, and if you're hurt, it makes you heal even faster. So there's unbelievable advantages with steroids in my mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's the type of steroids that some of these guys are taking, too. You know, he must not have got the right ones where they didn't help him out.
He won. He won the gold medal, and then they took it away from him. He won the gold medal in 100 meters by 3 or 4 yards, which is unheard of. But I mean, he was gone. I mean, he was just gone. But he tested positive, and they had been talking about him, you know, taking stuff for years and years and years. The 84 Olympics. Okay, we thought for sure that the entire world thought for sure that Ben Johnson was on some type of performance-enhancing drugs, and he got caught in 88. So he wasn't that slick. But the bottom line is he might have been – people are now pointing at I saw an ESPN special on this about a week ago, and they're talking about him possibly being framed there. In other words, he had been taking steroids, but that his doctor intentionally gave him steroids past the cutoff date or something like that, knowing he would get caught. It was some type of eventual thing, some sick thing that was on ESPN – or CNN high headline news, one or the other. But it was a fantastic special. If you get a chance to see that, check it out. Ben Johnson and Carl Lewis. Now, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, okay? This is a training. We're like, 20 days away, less than 20 days away, 17 days away, something like that. I mean, where are you at in training now? I mean, how do you feel?
I feel great right now. Man, I feel in great shape. Right now, it's we're at the point where we're just working on timing, speed, staying sharp, letting all my muscles heal up. All the grinding work's already all done. All the hard work, just sparring, staying sharp, making sure the diet's right, and we're just tightening everything up and all the final touches. So if you ain't in shape by now, you ain't gonna be in shape for the fight. So I'm ready to go as we speak right now.
Okay, last question for Robert the Ghost Guerrero. When you go to sleep at night and you wake up, and I used to do this all the time, I used to dream about my fights. Do you dream about your fights, Robert?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I dream about fights where when I wake up, it actually feels like that dream, like I was really there.
No, those dreams are intense. People don't realize it, man. But you wake up like you're almost like you're out of breath.
You know, it's funny you say that is sometimes I wake up at home all full of sweat, and my wife's like, why are you sweating so much? I'm like, I was dreaming about a fight.
All right, so Casey's doing well?
Yeah, she's doing great.
That's good, man. Listen, I want to wish you the best. I'll be down there November 24th if I have to drive down, but I will. And I look forward to seeing you, and God bless you, and God bless the family, and good luck November 24th with Andre Berto, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Pedro. God bless you, too, and I'll tell Casey you said hello.
Robert the Ghost Guerrero, folks, the WBC welterweight champion, defending that title on November 24th in Ontario, California, against the once-beaten former champion, Andre Berto. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a travesty.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. You know, that young man, as genuine as he sounds, Robert Guerrero, he is that genuine. I mean, he really is. He's, you know, his wife, when she got cancer a few years ago, I mean, you know, the family was ripped apart financially, emotionally. He decided he was going to take a year or so off of boxing for his wife. And, I mean, these were unheard of. He had no medical insurance. I mean, the kid's been through a lot. He really has. But he's a classy young man, okay? He takes care of his family. I mean, first and foremost, he's a family man. I love seeing him with the kids and with Casey. I mean, he's a class act. I really feel proud that I knew people like him and like Andre Ward and people like that. You know, they you knew him from the crib when they start out as an amateur all the way to the world title. And, you know, I knew him. I knew Nonito Donaire. And there's other guys like Shane Mosley and Nonito to an extent. Now that, you know, they've got these all these world championships and their attitudes have changed. But you know what? I'll say one thing. Robert's attitude has never changed over the years. It really hasn't. He's always been the happy-go-lucky kid, and I'm ready to go, and I'll fight anybody anywhere. I mean, that's the way he is, and that's what he's cut up of. That's what he's made of. That is Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Of course, November 24th, taking on Andre Berto, HBO Championship Boxing. What is Berto now? 28-1, 22 KOs, of course. Robert the Ghost Guerrero, 31-1, 18 WAC's, a champion in four weight classes. Can he successfully defend the title against Berto? We'll see. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.